Time Machines, Order and Imperial Expansion in the Augustan Age. The Enlightenment. The period after the Restoration is known as the Augustan Age. It takes its name from the first Roman Emperor Augustus, whose reign was characterized by great political stability. This was the age in which the influence of the growing and diversifying middle classes began to be felt in many areas of life and politics. The Augustan Age is also characterized by the spirit of the Enlightenment, which was spreading through Europe. The Enlightenment implied a new way of thinking, characterized by a philosophical, scientific, and rational spirit, and in general skepticism and freedom from superstition. The dominant aesthetics of the period privileged order and harmony. Much of the art and the architecture of this period was characterized by a neoclassical restraint and sobriety, which reflected the tastes and aspirations of the growing middle classes. In this sense, we can say that pragmatism and realism were also essential elements in the growth of the new art form, the novel, which was to become the most popular and versatile mode of artistic expression. Chains of history. The Western slave trade had been in operation since the 16th century. It involved the sale of goods, such as cotton and arms, to West African kingdoms, not exclusively in exchange for slaves, who were then transported across the Atlantic to the Americas, where they were sold to plantation owners. The trade in slaves was a logical consequence of the expansion of capitalism and trade economy itself, which had a need for increasingly cheap labor, and slaves were the cheapest form of labor available. But slavery also flourished because of the widespread cultural belief that non-European and particularly African peoples were inferior to Europeans and incapable of self-government. The ideas of Enlightenment philosophers like John Locke and David Hume, which to some extent supported rationalism, equality, and individual freedom, at the same time distinguished sharply between those who were fit to enjoy those freedoms, which might extend to slave owners, and those who were not, which included not only slaves, but also simply people without property or education, most of the population. The Scottish and Irish question. With the Act of Union in 1707, Scotland lost its own parliament in return for representation in the English parliament. But in its administrative and legal system and its church, Scotland remained distinct from England. The relations between Ireland and England, on the other hand, had always been tempestuous and stayed so. English kings had claimed sovereignty over Ireland since the 12th century, but had never been able to bring the country under their control. From the 16th century on, when both England and Scotland underwent Protestant Reformation, Ireland remained Catholic. English rulers began an attempt to suppress Irish descent and to colonize the north of the country with an Anglo-Scottish ruling class. In the 17th century, Ireland was invaded and conquered by the armies of the Puritan Oliver Cromwell. During the Restoration, a series of punitive laws and economic restrictions excluded Catholics from many professions and destroyed the Irish economy, creating widespread poverty in the country. James II, after fleeing England, tried to create a Catholic rebellion in Ireland with Irish and French troops, but his attempt was suppressed by the army of William of Orange. The interests of the Irish continued to be defended by writers like Jonathan Swift, who was himself born in Ireland and who satirized what he saw as English barbarism towards the country.